For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The county and Cal OES are checking out parcels belonging to fire survivors whose property was over-excavated during the Army Corps-led debris removal. Cal OES recently announced that the state will be replacing soil free of charge, though property owners who've already replaced the soil are unlikely to be compensated. The cost of the state program will ultimately fall on the taxpayer, but the price tag for the overdigs plus remediation hasn't been tallied up yet. On Friday morning, I went by a job site in Redwood Valley and met with Ken Sikora, the owner of MBC Construction in Ukiah. He's been working with property owners and the county to resolve the issues surrounding the overexcavations. This ranges from lots of meetings to lots of work on the ground.
Most of the lots that we're doing right now are on Fisher Lake subdivision. We're in the process of doing 8 lots, and we've got 3 more to do.
And can you talk about what it means when you say that you've been doing lots? Like, what specific kind of work have you been helping folks out with?
We're actually coming in, working with a geotechnical engineer, and replacing all the material back to a buildable lot so that people are able to start their structure.
Can you talk about what it means for someone to be over-excavated in terms of the time it takes and the expense?
Yeah, we're finding that in the initial debris removal that a lot of the sites were overdug. They had parameters to follow, which were around 3 to 6 inches on their initial scrape. A lot of these lots that we're finding now, some of them are up to 3.5 feet to 4 feet deep. Most landowners are not compensated for the site work after the debris removal. Their insurance doesn't cover that. They only cover debris removal. So there's a certain amount of money that was allotted through the insurance companies. All of them are different. When they signed the right of entry with the Corps of Engineers, that money was basically signed over to the government for the cleanup.
And we're standing within sight of 3 lots, and you were just telling me that these homeowners replaced the dirt before a program that was announced by Cal OES where the dirt would be replaced for free. And how much money did these homeowners spend to replace the soil and get going?
Anywhere from $10,000 to some of them, I'm understanding, around $20,000 to $28,000. Now, some of that with the scrape, that's bringing it completely up to the top of the grade. So if they would have taken the parameters, it would have been a little lower. So that wouldn't be the complete cost, but it is a substantial amount of that for the material that was overdug.
What does it take to put dirt back so that it's safe to rebuild on and the house doesn't just sink into the ground or fall over?
First off, we start with the assessment of the lot. I'm working with a soils engineer, and most of these are averaging from the original ground, where actually over excavation, about 2 to 3 feet generally on each one, that the soil has to be dug out, mixed, combined together, and the bottom of the excavation has to be scar-fired, which means ripped, and then compacted before we start placing fill.
We're standing here and we can hear a lot of equipment in the background. And when you gave me directions here, you said just pull over when you see the CAT equipment. So how much does it cost to operate this equipment and get this done?
We're getting about, on the average, a lot every 2 to 2.5 days, depending on our overex. Most of these lots seem to be running anywhere from $8,000 to $15,000, $16,000. On all of the lots that we're doing, we have not had to import material for fill. We've actually balanced all the lots out and leveled the lots out. We're trying to do this as economical as possible, and I've been working hand in hand with the county. As we get involved in this, we see more and more issues where, you know, we have these overdigs where there's been damage to roads, damage to septic systems, and that. And we're just trying to make sure that as we go through and working with the county, that the people are compensated for this damage. And, you know, if these sites were overdug, you know, we want to make sure that it is not on the onus of the landowner to pay for all of this.
And you mentioned the folks who paid between $10,000 and $28,000 to fix this. Are they going to be able to be compensated, to your knowledge?
we're trying to get some kind of compensation. The people that went ahead and did their projects, it doesn't seem like any of the agencies want to actually pay money up front.
And do you have any idea of how many folks went ahead and just paid out of pocket to get it fixed?
Here, just in Fisher Lake subdivision itself, there's four of them that have done that.
So what's your advice to homeowners who have not gotten started yet?
Get with the county. The county is very proactive on looking out for the people. The first thing to do is assess your site. If you have questions, if you have any idea that you may be have issues with your pad, at least get on the list with the county for the overdigs. If they come out and assess the site, make sure that's documented down as damage. As time passes, it's going to be harder and harder to get this addressed. If you have any issues, go in and talk to the fire recovery. There is a lot behind the scenes that they're actually doing and trying to get everything back in line, trying to get some of these wrongs righted.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time in a really busy work day.
Thank you.
The phone number to get your parcel assessed is 707-234-6076. We'll have it on our website, as well as a longer, more detailed version of my interview with Ken Sikora of MBC Construction. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.